Beyond our immediate and extended family, God wants us to pray for those in our area of influence who have yet to know Jesus, people we interact with in our city and county. They include outliers like the homeless, pedestrians, bank tellers, grocers, retail clerks, neighbors around the block, service workers, etc. You can think of more. But before we pray, picture them in your mind. And then let's also consider those you've yet to meet that you will meet in the future. And as we prayed for our families, we will also address the same things, those who influence them, including us potentially, for their hearts to be softened to receive the gospel, for laborers to reach them, and binding the God of this world from blinding their hearts and their eyes for a great harvest of souls in our sphere of influence. Lord, we thank you that your word says there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So we picture the people that are in our sphere of influence and even those we've yet to meet. And we ask God that you would begin to send people out there, maybe even us, to influence these people with the gospel. We ask that you would soften their hearts so that they could receive Jesus into their lives. We pray for other laborers from beyond us that will reiterate what you want them to hear. We bind the God of this world from blinding them to hearing your words and the good news about what Jesus has done for them, that there he is the way, the truth, and the life. And we pray, Father, that there would be such an abundance of people that every time we meet them, we would pray for them, ask them if they need prayer. All those homeless that we encounter, pedestrians, praying for the people that maybe even walk by our homes, bank tellers, grocers, retail clerks, neighbors that we encounter as we're maybe walking our dogs or just taking a walk around the area, or even on the walkways throughout our cities. People that we do business with and get our haircuts or buy groceries from or buy clothes or any other type of place, maybe walking at malls, people we encounter where we shop. Father, we put these people in our minds, both those that we might look at and think we would like, and those that we may even judge. Forgive us for judging their outward appearance. Father, help us to see that every person was made in the image of you. Therefore, every person is potentially someone who could become your child by receiving Jesus in their lives. So we pray for a great harvest of souls in our sphere of influence. In Jesus' name.